to speak at the minute. I am trying, and the earnest here, to speak at the minute, I'm trying to get a hold of the council executive here in Lifford. I'm asking and requesting that they will try and that they will intervene in this, and this ticket will be obviously dissolved. That's what I want to happen anyway. And alongside that, then, and most urgent fashion then, that Billy can be issued with some kind of parking permit or something can be sorted to some compromise for him sitting the Diamond Donegal Town, the Square in Dunfanaghy, the park over in Glentish. I don't care, wherever he's sitting throughout Donegal, that he can sit again, ongoing, Donald doing his work, and there's no fear of being caught, such or fined or anything else that he has been there in recent days with this fine. Like, I think it's just totally out of context, to be quite honest with you. And I'm quite happy, as one of the county councillors, one of 37, I'm putting my full support behind Billy here, and I hope as well when the time comes, or if need be in due course, that the 36 others will do so likewise. If this ends up in Lifford, so be it, in the chamber, so be it. I'm quite happy enough to go there with it, but as regards to the immediate moment here at the minute now, I'm putting my sword behind Billy, and I will be in Donegal Town in attendance on Saturday morning at the protest there early Saturday morning. I'll be there for a while showing my support for Billy, and I hope other people will turn out as well in support of this.
Donegal County Council released a statement this week, Councillor, pretty much doubling down on their stance regarding parking on the Diamond. How likely do you think it is that this fine will be overturned?
I don't know, Donald, but from where I'm standing as a county councillor, I think, in respect of the people, in respect of everybody in the difficult journeys, the fine needs to be overturned, to be fair. Like, it's €250, it's a lot of money. It's quite a lot of money, actually, for a fine. To be fair, it wouldn't have been hard to go up and say to him, have a conversation with him, say, look, you're in the wrong place, or whatever the situation is there. I don't know, like, I'm not from there, but if he was in the wrong place as such, they could have said to him, and we've got to try to resolve this sensibly going forward. Now it's turning into a big issue. I won't be surprised if it doesn't turn into a national issue at this stage, to be quite honest with you. And maybe that's what needs to happen. But I think, to be fair, Donald, Donegal County Council, the executive and Donegal County Council, all the executive, not just any one of them, the whole lot there, they need to realise this was the wrong call being with the traffic warden. And look, as I'm calling, just all the ticket, move on from it, what lessons have been learned, and just whatever needs to go in place for Billy to get sitting there again in his regular spot, just get the man a permit for it and let it be at that then. Like, and if this was allowed to go ahead and Billy to be penalised in this, all I can say is God help society if this is where we are going forward, that the powers that be can't see that an error of judgment for everybody might suit better, an error of judgment would be satisfactory to everybody possibly, and just move on from that then, Donald, I think, anyway.